On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 20, Tunis 19.
And there's a crash at Albertina Sisulu Road on the N1 southbound.
We start with a story that's dominated news headlines this morning. Former Public Enterprises Minister Maluski Gaba is expected to hand himself over to police in Pretoria today. This in connection with the ongoing investigations into corruption at Transnet. Magalisa Kumalo has more.
Maluseki Gaba says he'll honour the sermons and appear before the court as required. The charges form part of the ongoing state capture-related prosecutions involving procurement contracts at Transnet. The Zondo Commission recommended that charges be brought against Gigaba for advising Transnet to proceed with the multi-billion rand locomotive orders. Gigaba signed as a witness when former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe signed a contract for 95 locomotives in 2012, a deal that was found to have been irregular. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
Now, at the same time, Police Minister Senzo Mqulunu is also expected to hand over devices to police. We'll have more on this story in our next bulletin. Staying with crime-related matters, an Operation Shanela led to the arrests of 328 suspects for various criminal offences in Tswane yesterday. These suspects were apprehended for crimes ranging from murder, attempted murder, as well as rape. Here's the police's Johan van Dijk.
498 persons and 264 vehicles were searched, while 26 vehicles were verified to establish whether they had been reported stolen. Police patrolled 47 hotspot areas and executed 12 search warrants. Compliance inspections were conducted at 16 liquor outlets, with 5 being closed, and 1,235,562 millilitres of liquor was confiscated.
The Tswane Metro Police Department's taxi unit has meanwhile impounded 16 minibus taxis during an operation in Pretoria this week. The vehicles were impounded for various offences related to non-compliance with the National Land Transport Act. Here's the department's Puleng Motolo.
Out of the 31 trucks inspected, 15 failed the test and 2 were issued with notices to discontinue operating until they rectified the issues. These are ongoing operations to ensure compliance with road traffic regulations and maintaining order on our roads.
In news abroad, the Israeli military carried out heavy airstrikes in southern Lebanon yesterday. This after issuing evacuation orders for several locations. The orders and strike come despite a ceasefire deal agreed almost a year ago. And we end off down under, and an Australian snake wrangler responded to a home in Queensland to capture a laundry basket intruder that turned out to be one of the world's most venomous snakes. Summer Wilson, a snake catcher, was called to the Cashmere home where a snake was found wandering through an open door and then eventually landed in the laundry basket. The social media post said that the snake apparently wanted to do some washing and found its way into the laundry basket. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11.
Do you have any idea how safe I am in that situation?
Really?
You think I make my way to the laundry basket? My clothes find their way to the floor. So somebody else would be in very big danger on my behalf. But yo, that's a scary one. What kind of snake was it? Was it an inland taipan?
I'm honestly not sure. They just said snake. A very venomous snake, one of the world's most venomous.
You had us at Australia. I think like 9 out of the top 10 most venomous things in the world that can kill you are all in Australia. It's one more reason to not go down under, guys. Thanks, Chanel. Catch you again at 11.